You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries. This is a summary of Continuous Discovery Habits, a book by Teresa Torres. Product coach Teresa Torres guides product developers through a continual discovery process, focusing on solutions to customer needs that also create business value. Torres condenses her 12-week product discovery program into a step-by-step process that goes from determining your desired outcome to delivering effective products. Learn the essential habits that keep your product teams on track and enable them to deliver sound, tested solutions to meet your company's goals. Torres' dense guide, which offers many helpful examples, will be a boon to those working in all types of product management. Here's the first takeaway. Follow the continuous discovery process to structure the way you make decisions, implement research, and create strong product testing. As a product team member, your job is to find innovative product solutions to meet corporate goals, such as increasing profit or retaining more customers. You want to begin with your goal and work backward to reverse engineer your product parameters, but that is not as simple as it may seem. Without structure, you can chase the wrong solutions, costing your company money, time, and even customers. Implement a structured, continual discovery process to develop new products that achieve your goals. This strategy will eliminate clashes between stockholders' needs and customers' needs by creating value for both. Foster a shared understanding among the members of your product team about how to reach desired results. Teach team members how to use a continuous development mindset in product testing. Support better decision-making and boost team members' confidence that they know what to do if things go wrong. Okay, let's hear the second takeaway. Set a clear goal to guide your product team through discovery. The choices product developers make between focusing on corporate needs, a business outcome, or customers' needs, a product outcome, determine their success. Imagine you work in a product development trio, manager, engineer, and designer, for a dog food subscription sales company that needs to increase customer retention. If you measure your progress only in terms of customer retention, a business outcome, you must wait until the end of each month's trial subscriptions to determine your success. This lengthens the time you require to test your product solutions. Instead, use product outcomes that address customers' needs as a guide, such as improving the quality of the dog food. Making the food taste better to dogs will help you retain more customers. This will be easier to test. Dogs eat it eagerly or not, and it will indicate quickly if you are on the right path. After you identify your guiding goal, consider customers' needs, desires, and complaints to map out your potential paths toward a product solution. Time for the third takeaway. Map out your customer experience to discern potential solutions. Imagine you're in a product trio at a streaming entertainment company, and you want to change your platform to increase the average number of minutes that viewers watch your feed. Consider your experiences as a viewer. Have each member of your product trio map his or her experience from the customer's viewpoint. For example, you hear about a show from a friend, so you go on to a streaming service and you watch the show. As a team, draw a shared experience map in 5 steps. First, turn each individual experience map into a collection of events and the sequential links that connect them. Second, create a new map that encompasses all the group's actions or events. Third, combine similar events. Fourth, redraw the links among events to capture any disruption in the flow of the experience so that you support longer viewing spans. A disruption occurs, for example, when people can't easily find the show they want. And the fifth step, incorporate what the customer might be thinking, feeling, or doing at each step. The shared experience map shows how your team regards the customer experience. Use it to guide your next phase, interviewing customers. Your goal in interviews is to understand customers' needs, problems, and wishes. To increase viewer engagement, use customer feedback to identify ways to improve the streaming experience. Ask customers for specific stories about their experiences. Beware of idealized but untruthful answers. Fact-based stories provide data that reflect actual, not ideal, behavior. They help you decipher underlying customer needs. Synthesize interviews with a snapshot summary that includes photos, memorable quotes, quick facts, and potential opportunities. All right, let's move on to takeaway four. To craft solutions, prioritize customers' needs, issues, and desires. Create an opportunity solution tree to clarify which customer needs to pursue. The tree structure visually presents primary and secondary openings for change or opportunities and encapsulates your complex array of customer needs. For example, if you are creating a television show and not enough people are watching, the tree deconstructs large, vague problems like, "Is this show any good?" into smaller, specific questions such as, "What type of show is this? Who is in this show and who else is watching?" Breaking big problems down into smaller ones and solving those is an easier, quicker task than solving big problems. As you go through the discovery process, you can create a lot of smaller product changes that add value instead of waiting to solve one big problem later. Draw your tree with your goal, increased viewer minutes, at the top. Place all your time extension opportunities below. I can't find anything to watch, I don't like searching, and other issues. List them in side circles or squares. Weed out any opportunities that won't lead to your goal. To create branches that connect the remaining opportunities, first, group similar customer needs together on one level. Second, look for the larger underlying need that encompasses this group of similar ones and place that larger need above its cluster. Third, seek similarities among the larger opportunities and cluster those. And fourth, repeat these steps until you identify a few top opportunities from which all the others descend. Prioritize which opportunity to solve. First, compare sets of similar customer needs by asking how many customers each one affects and how often it affects them. Second, consider how each opportunity positions you against your competitors. Third, consider whether addressing the problem supports your vision, mission, or strategic objective. Fourth, focus on opportunities that lead to the greatest customer satisfaction. And finally, pick an opportunity. Accept that by its nature, the business of organizing and prioritizing customer needs, issues, and desires is a messy, subjective process. Allow space for course correction because you may find along the way that you're addressing the wrong problem or the wrong opportunity. Now you can brainstorm solutions to your primary customer issues. Take these steps. First, review your main opportunity to make sure everyone is on the same page. Second, generate ideas alone. Take frequent breaks and allow for overnight idea incubation. Consider your competitors' solutions and the needs of different customers, such as heavy users, first-time visitors, and irregular visitors. Third, share ideas with your team, but avoid generating ideas as a team. And the fourth step, repeat steps 2 and 3 until you brainstorm 15 to 20 solutions. Evaluate your solutions. For each potential solution, ask, does this idea solve the target customer need? If not, eliminate the solution. Give each team member 3 votes to narrow your choices down to 3 solutions confirmed by the majority of participants. Make sure your team includes diverse perspectives, doesn't repeat ideas, and holds multiple brainstorming sessions. Select 3 ideas that address the main customer issue and seem to offer a direct path to fulfilling your goals. Okay, here's another takeaway. Identify hidden assumptions that support or kill your solutions. When you evaluate your 3 chosen solutions, ask what assertions underlie them that must be either true or false for your solution to work. Look for 5 types of assumptions. First, desirability. Will your customers want to use your solution and gain value from it? Second, viability. Does your solution create value for your business? Third, feasibility. Is your solution technically workable? Fourth, usability. Will customers understand how to employ your solution? And finally, ethical. Does your solution create any potentially harmful impact? Uncovering your hidden assumptions is hard because it requires seeing this process from your customer's perspective. Map out how each solution will work and what you expect users will experience. One, assume the solution already exists. Second, identify key players. Who needs to interact with whom for the product to work? Third, draw a map of each step users must take for the solution to work. And fourth, create a sequence of how these steps will unfold over time. For example, with a streaming service, your map would follow these steps. Step 1, a subscriber comes to your service to watch live sports. Step 2, your service shows all live sports options. Step 3, your subscriber chooses a current live TV sport to watch. Step 4, a local channel delivers the content for the customer to stream. And step 5, your subscriber watches live sports. This story mapping outline uncovers desirability assumptions, your subscribers want to watch sports, usability assumptions, your subscribers know they can use your service to watch sports, and feasibility assumptions, your service is accessible. Mix and match these methods to generate 20 to 30 assumptions. The more you generate, the likelier you are to find the risky ones. Test the assumptions for which you have the least evidence because they can create the most problems. Now let's hear takeaway number 6. Test your assumptions to minimize risk and make sure you're on track. Create the shortest tests possible to determine your risk before building prototype solutions. Start with small-scale tests that follow 3 rules. First, include a variety of people, but as few as possible. For example, survey 10 people from 10 different states. Second, use product prototypes, one-question surveys, or data mining you can complete in a day or two. And third, simulate an experience that lets test participants behave realistically in accordance with your assumption. For example, to forestall vague responses, write surveys with short questions that require a yes or no answer. Define what test data to collect. Seek measurable indicators that show whether your solutions lead to your goal. For example, the product team on a student-oriented job application website wants to increase the number of its users who receive job offers. The team identifies several of its high-risk assumptions to test in its live prototype. First, students will search more when asked simple questions. Second, students will look at jobs the site recommends. And third, students will apply to the website's recommended jobs. With these assumptions, team members tried to determine the right number of searches, views, and applications. They measured the number of students at each stage, visiting the web page, starting a search, viewing a job, applying for it, and getting good results. Before the product team could decide that the prototype solutions would increase future hires, they needed to know how many students gained jobs from their applications. They created an email survey with yes or no questions. Did you hear back? Did you take the job? The data showed the team's success in increasing the number of hires. Bear in mind that continuous discovery is a long, complex process requiring many viewpoints and opinions. Okay, here's the 7th and final takeaway. Collaborate with stakeholders as you cycle through the discovery process. Work with stakeholders throughout your discovery phase. Employ their expertise to improve the process and help catch risks you might have missed. When meeting with stakeholders, state your desired outcome or goal. Explain your interview process, guiding questions, and the top customer opportunities you uncovered. Show how and why you prioritized each decision. Create empathy and understanding for the customer by sharing interview snapshots. Show your solutions and ask the stakeholders for their ideas. And share your test results and consider any feedback. Continuous discovery is supposed to be disorderly because new insights, risks, and assumptions can pop up at any moment. you will not find a straight line to the perfect solution. Be prepared to cycle back through the steps over and over. Interview, brainstorm, and test continuously. No one solution or product is right for every customer. Keep discovering products and upgrades that improve the value you deliver to your consumers and your business. That was a summary of Continuous Discovery Habits, a book by Teresa Torres. Let's recap the 7 takeaways. Takeaway 1, follow the continuous discovery process to structure the way you make decisions, implement research, and create strong product testing. Takeaway 2, set a clear goal to guide your product team through discovery. Takeaway 3, map out your customer experience to discern potential solutions. The 4th takeaway, to craft solutions, prioritize customers' needs, issues, and desires. Takeaway 5, identify hidden assumptions that support or kill your solutions. Takeaway 6, test your assumptions to minimize risk and make sure you're on track. And finally, takeaway 7, collaborate with stakeholders as you cycle through the discovery process. You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website,